Hello and welcome to Noise Box. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Noise Box can be found at noisebox.com. The box has two X's in it. And why am I saying this? Is according to my stats on the website, I get an average of 1 to 2 visitors a month, it seems. Unless it's I happen to put out a show, then I think I get like 2 or 3. I've never gotten an email regarding noise box or a voicemail. I think I got 1 or 2 comments in the history of the show. So I'm done. I'm done giving the information, the bona fides. I think I might even use that wrong. Instead, I'm just going to start talking from now on. And I'm kind of bummed because if you've been listening for like the last part of last year, I was talking a lot about my workflow. I was talking a lot about the Auphonic app that I had on my phone. I had one on my iPod Touch and I had one on my Android phone. And in case you can't tell, although you might be able to, I am not using either of them to record now because both apps no longer work for me. At least, well, first off, the iPod app, the iOS, the Apple app, it stopped working a while ago. It's one of those things where I will start it up and I will push record and it will immediately close down. It will immediately just crash. I can duplicate it each and every time. I thought it was a space issue. I cleared off some space. Still happens. I don't know what it is. I don't even really carry the iPod that much anymore. I'm more of an Android guy now, you know, so just being bothered with Apple bugs me a lot. However, with my Android, my S5, my Samsung S5, I love the phone, by the way, except for one thing. I was using my Auphonic, and I was using it regularly. I was using it absolutely no problem, and then if I've mentioned this before, I think I probably have. The beauty of it is that I can preset most of the settings that I want. Everything except show notes, which I don't have a problem with doing each time. But most of, well, and episode numbers, that kind of stuff. But anyway, as I was saying, I had everything plugged in. I had a perfect preset. Everything was working. And then one day I record a show and I cannot attach a preset to it. This is one of those things where I'm just pushing the interface and everything else works. I can access everything except for presets. The preset inside of a production, if you know what I'm talking about. I go to the preset tab itself. I look at it and it's working just fine. But when I'm inside of creating a new production, it just stopped working. So I can record and I can upload it with just the default settings, which is like MP3 at 112 for all. 112 with no ID3 tags, with no intro and outro, just a regular sound file. If I have just a regular sound file, why bother? You know, because I can't even. I can't double check it now, but I don't even think that I can upload it because all those settings were in a preset. But I think that there may be like a default. I don't know. But anyway, I'd have to redo that each and every time, and it's just like, there goes my perfect workflow. I was able to turn around a podcast I could get like a half hour podcast done in an hour. From the second I fired it up to the second I posted it, it could be done in an hour. Depending on how long I talk, of course. But yeah, half hour, put in the show notes, upload it. And then the problem that I had was going to the website, you know, going to Comic Book Noise or Noisebox or whatever, and then getting it to work from there, because there's the Auphonic importer works perfectly on Comic Book Noise, but it just doesn't work on Noisebox. So, but anyway, it just doesn't take long. But recording it now, I come back to the old way of doing things. It just seems so inefficient, so slow. So I'm bummed. However, that gives me an opportunity to actually sit down and relax. I'm no longer just walking or driving. My focus isn't split. I can actually put music back in the show now. But at what cost, you know? The cost of portability, mobility, spontaneity. I don't know. I personally think there's a certain energy that comes from the fact that I can't edit the show. That whatever happens, happens. Now if I say something here, I can just go and edit it. If the dogs start barking, I can just edit it. You know, before I have to pause and wait for them to finish, and then put it on, you know, resume record, you know. And after cats jump up on the table and knock shit over, I can edit that out, you know. And the editing process is easy, but it just, I don't know. Anyway, the song that I played at the beginning of the show was by a band called Black on Black. I originally thought it was a hip-hop band. And that song is called The Good Fight. And I think it's appropriate because my app, it put up a really good fight for a long time. And all of a sudden, it just stopped working. I don't get it. Oh, well. I'm gonna see.